You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
We just celebrated the signing of the Declaration of Independence here in this country. And what we have done in conjunction with the Family Research Council's Watchman pastors, we have participated in the call to fall, that call to fall on our knees before God and to cry out on behalf of our nation, to pray that God would forgive us of our sins, our personal sins and also our national sins, and to pray that God would grant us a spirit of repentance and turn us from our wicked ways. And we have in this time called out for us. And by the way, we do this not only this time of the year, but also through whenever appropriate, really, to call people to fall on their knees before God. We have a long heritage in America and also in the Bible of falling on our knees before God and asking God to forgive us of our sins. And when we look in the Bible, we see this throughout history and throughout the Bible. We actually see people turning to God in prayer, and we see Moses and Israel crying out to God for deliverance from Pharaoh. We also see when they came into the Canaan land, they cried out to God. We also see in Judges, we see a pattern of obedience, where the children of Israel obeyed God. They were blessed because of their obedience. But in that blessing led to apathy. Apathy then, at some point, led to disobedience. And then, because of the disobedience, God raised up enemies to fight against them or to hold them captive. And so they went into bondage. And at some point, they would, from bondage, kind of like the prodigal son, would realize, hey, I don't need to be here, and would turn from their wicked ways, would cry out to God, and God would heal them. We see that King Saul, even though he did turn his heart away from him, from God, he did also, in the earlier part of his reign, he did cry out to God for help. King David also was someone that quite often would cry out to God. And you can even see in the Psalms, sometimes he would start out almost and probably was depressed, but he cried out to God. And by the end of the Psalm, he was rejoicing and thanking God. We see also King Solomon. And in that passage that we'll read later on from Chronicles 7, where he actually prayed that God would move and that God would hear their prayer. And when they sinned, that God would hear their prayer and would turn and restore them. We also see various kings of Israel. And one of those that we see this very, very clear message is Isaiah and Hezekiah, where they actually cried out to God on behalf of their nation. The prophets also, Daniel, cry out to God in prayer. In fact, Daniel realized he was in captivity, and he was reading the prophet Jeremiah, and he realized the sin that Israel had committed. And Daniel, who was a man that you may recall, they couldn't find, his enemies tried to find something that he had done wrong. I mean, they couldn't find anything that he was doing wrong. And they said the only way we're going to be able to catch this guy is if we actually bring a charge because of his religion. Daniel still humbled himself and cried out to God and sought God's face and turned from his wicked ways to serve God. Cried out not only for himself, but also for the sins of his nation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and forever. Amen. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com. It's time to boot up. Log on. A Faster PC Radio is on the air, ready to answer your computer question. This is your host, Brian Longworth, with A Faster PC. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So, hey, get your questions ready. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. That's the number to call to get your computer questions answered for free right now, 772-340-1590. You can also head over to our Facebook page where you can not only hear the show, but also see the show. What do we mean by that? Well, that means that sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to actually see our logo, which has our phone number, 772-878-5978. And sometimes you'll actually be able to see my computer screen as I show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. And that's what this show is all about. It's about showing you how to solve your computer problems. It is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. By the way, you can get to our Facebook page one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC, and we have over almost 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website of fasterpc.com. Click the link that says listen to A Faster PC Radio. You'll hear the show and see the show there. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And remember, when you have computer problems, A Faster PC solves computer problems. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your questions answered again. Feedback from last week's show. Hopefully you enjoyed that change of pace. So we are here today. Again, we're going to be answering computer questions. And one of the things that we're going to be doing, as well as answering computer questions, we have some questions that or some topics that we were covering and going over last week, or not last week, but the week before, where we didn't quite 100% get finished with that. So we will be looking at that today, including one of the things that we'll be looking at is talking about, you know, and this is all dependent on the questions that come in and how much time we have. But we were talking about upgrading to the new 2004 version of Windows 10. And this is the latest feature update that just recently came out. Even though we're now in July, it is dated 2004. We did just recently see this actually becoming available for computers. So this is something that we'll be talking about. We'll also be talking a little bit about the new Microsoft Edge. And in addition to that, we will be one of the things that I wanted to talk about was, I guess, just give you some, you know, and I'm not a big complainer, but there are certain things that I don't like about the feature updates. Now, what are we talking about when we talk about feature updates? What we're talking about is major versions of Windows 10. So when we talk about versions of Windows 10, the initial version was 1507. That came out in July of 2015. And then there was a 1511 that came out in around November. You know, it might have come out a month later. A lot of times they come out a month or two later than what they're dated. Then there was an anniversary edition, 1607. There was one or two editions in 2017. I don't recall right offhand. I believe 2018 had two, 1803 and 1809. I know that 2019 had two, 1903 and 1909. And we were assuming that there would be a 2003 and a 2009. However, they were delayed probably because of the coronavirus and workers working from home and whatnot. But there are, and these, by the way, these updates are like a service pack. If you're familiar with service packs from the old operating systems, Windows XP had the 32-bit version, had service pack 1, 2, and 3. Basically, it replaces a lot of the operating system and should improve it and correct it. And to a large extent, there are many good things about the service packs, and they do fix things. And one of the things that I actually had going on, let me switch over to full screen. I'll just kind of show you this. When I clicked on with my previous install, the Windows key, the Windows button in the lower left-hand corner in settings, and I clicked there, settings wouldn't load. For some reason, that was broken. Well, my computer recently did an update. It didn't do an update to 2004, but it did to 1909. Let me show you how you can find out which version of Windows you have. So hold down the Windows key on your keyboard. By the way, I'll describe this for those listening on the radio, but just know that if you're watching over on our Facebook page, you'll be able to see the steps that I'm going through. But I'll verbally describe this for those just listening on the radio. And just know that if you're not at our Facebook page, you can get there. If you're not able to go there now, you can get there at your convenience. And I know some people, you might be driving around. We don't want you watching a Faster PC Radio while you're driving. You can listen to a Faster PC Radio, but please do not watch it on your smartphone or a tablet or on your computer or anything like that. Now, if you're a passenger, that's a different story. But if you're driving, don't do it. You know, if you're at work, you're not able to watch this right now, that's fine. Maybe you're just busy doing some things around the house, that's fine too. You can go to our Facebook page at your convenience, and you'll be able to see this, and you'll be able to watch what we're doing. So you want to hold down the Windows key and press the R key. So again, the Windows key on your keyboard is the key that looks like a window. It has the little Microsoft window logo. I'm showing it on the screen. It's in the taskbar on Windows 10 in the lower left-hand corner. Unless you've moved your taskbar to a different place, which some people do. So one of the things that you can do, though, is in that run command, that run field, just type, and by the way, again, we're holding down the Windows key and then pressing the R button on your keyboard. And then what we're going to do in the open field, we're going to type WinVer, W-I-N, short for Windows, Ver, V-E-R, short for version, and hit enter or OK. This will tell you, show you the version of Windows that you have. I have Windows version 1909. So again, that's the previous edition. That's the latest edition that came out in 2019. And up until just recently, it was the latest edition. But again, Microsoft did come out with the 2004 edition just recently. Now, what I wanted to go over is just some of the issues that I have when Microsoft does an update. And I'll show you some of these as well. So one of the things that I particularly don't appreciate is that when Microsoft does an update and prompts you to do a reboot for this update, there really is no warning as to indicate whether this is just a regular update or whether it's a feature update. Now, the regular updates don't take very long. In fact, right before, shortly before I started the show, I rebooted my computer, and my computer reinstalled some Windows updates, and it really only took a few seconds longer to boot into Windows and to get up, you know. But a feature update can take 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, depending on the speed of your computer. And you may recall, those that have been listening to the show, you know, it was probably 3 years ago or so, I was doing the show, and my computer, right before the show, the computer said, "Hey, do you want to do an update?" I said, "Sure." Yeah, I didn't figure it was a feature update. It was a feature update. I ended up doing half the show on the phone. So that's something you want to kind of don't let this happen to you. Obviously, you know, today I actually went and checked. And let me just show you how you can check to see which update is about to install. What you can do is you can click on the Windows key again in the lower left-hand corner, go up to the settings icon that looks like a little gear, and as you move your cursor, depending on the version of Windows that you have, as you move your cursor up the menu, and again, this is directly above the Windows Start key, which again, in most cases, is in the lower left-hand corner of the screen, you're going to click on Settings, so that loads the settings screen. Then you can click on Updates and Security. Now, when you click on Updates and Security, if your computer is prompting you, and before I rebooted this morning, my computer was prompting me in the lower right-hand corner, had a little symbol that had had the Windows logo, and it also had what looked like an arrow pointing to the left, that I think on the top was pointing to the left and going around the bottom was pointing to the right. And that's their symbol that there's an update ready for you. So you can actually check for updates. If updates were already installed and your computer's pending a restart, it'll actually tell you what update it's about to restart. You see also below this, I have the feature update to Windows 10 version 2004. That's ready to install. Well, you see it's on its way. Once it's ready for your device, you'll see an update page telling you that it's ready. Well, I can actually go out and get that if I want. But, you know, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. We'll just go over this just a little bit more and some of the other things that You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions. And we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.afasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Hey, we're back ready to answer your computer questions. This is Brian Longworth, host of A Faster PC Radio, and I do want to answer your computer question right now. But I can't answer it if you don't give us a call and let us know that you have a question. 772-340-1590 is the number to get your computer questions answered for free. Again, 772-340-1590. You can also type your computer question into the comment section of the live video that's going on right now at Facebook. So to get there, you go over to facebook.com and just search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes, not quite 23,000 likes. You can also go to our Facebook or our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And again, you can not only hear the show, but see the show. Sometimes as I'm answering questions, what'll happen is I'll actually be able to show you the steps that I go through to resolve those computer questions and those computer issues. So again, head over to our Facebook page to see that. And if you're not at a place where you can watch it right now, that's fine because you can watch this at your convenience. We're recording it. You know, so you know what? Later on when you're free, watch it. You can watch it on a smartphone, on a tablet, on a computer. And we also want to let you know, remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. So you can actually, well, if you want to have your computer worked on, 7190 South US 1, Port St. Lucie, we're on the east side of US 1, and we are here ready to answer computer questions as well. So, hey, give us a call. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Your computer questions, and of course, we're also going to be talking about some of the things that I don't appreciate with the Windows feature updates, and we'll be going over this here. One of the things that I did want to show you. Want to switch back over. And again, when we talk about the feature updates, what we are talking about is these major service pack updates. We do have a caller on the line. And let me see, who is the caller, Cliff?
name is Bob.
All right, Bob, welcome to a Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
You kind of got into it a little bit when you said I can watch you on a tablet, my phone.
Yes.
The internet. You're familiar with the word cord cutters.
Yes, I am.
Do you deal in for people like me that aren't very savvy with this new technology stuff? You know, like most people, my grandchildren are better at all this than I am.
Yes.
I recently got rid of DirecTV and I had their internet, AT&T.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, I hear a little something in the back. I'm wondering how I can get, streaming to my desktop. Well, let me put it this way. Can I get internet without going through Xfinity Direct or Dish?
Yeah, so you have to have, when we talk about cutting cord, what they're really talking about is cutting the cord for cable TV so that you can now... You can now stream, and let me just check. They're telling me my... Okay, so hopefully that's better. I just raised it up just a tad, and you guys can let me know if it's too low or loud enough. But anyway, one of the things with what we're talking about with cord cutting is we are talking about cutting the cable TV cord. You have to have internet to be able to stream. And currently we don't have any, there's no public wireless that's all throughout our area. So, and really probably from us, if you're a small government type of person, you probably don't want, maybe you don't want the government to actually go to the expense of installing, expensive wireless throughout our area. But really, one of the things that we're looking at, you have to have internet. You can get internet from AT&T through, a lot of times they offer UVerse. In some places they only offer DSL still, but they have different speed tiers. They are offering fiber optics in some places. You can also go with Comcast. You can get satellite internet. We do have some customers that are out west of town, and they have satellite internet. Or there's also Florida Broadband for some of those customers that are out west of town, and they really can't get Comcast cable and can't get AT&T DSL. Florida Broadband actually works with a tower. You actually have a tower that has an antenna that captures a microwave signal. So those are some of the ways, but for most of our listeners, you're actually in a place where you can get Comcast or you can get AT&T. You have to go with one of those. Now, one of the things, let me tell you a little secret and you probably already know this. Most of the people already know this. When you first sign up, they give you a really great price, and then they'll raise the price after, a year or two. After your contract term is up, they'll raise the price. Some people tell me, well, the price goes up, on a regular basis. They have to constantly watch the bill to see, how much it's going to be the next month. One of the things that you really want to kind of do is when you're coming to the end of your contract negotiation, you can talk to them and see if they will continue that low price. And if they won't, just let them know if they're not open to that. And a lot of times they won't be. Just tell them that you're considering going to the competition. So if you're with AT&T, tell them you're considering going to Comcast. If you're with Comcast, tell them you're considering going with AT&T. And sometimes they'll give you a lower price. You can even switch back and forth between the two, where you have a low price for maybe 2 years with one company, and if that company won't provide you with a low price after that, you could actually switch to the other company, and you could go back and forth with them a little bit. You also can if you have a spouse, and the account is in your name, you could actually close the account out in your name and open up another account in your wife's name. So those are some ways that you can keep the prices low on your internet. But when we're talking about cord cutting, we are talking again about cutting the cord for cable TV. So it's getting rid of DirecTV or getting rid of AT&T television or Comcast television. Now, interestingly enough, AT&T does have a streaming service called AT&T Now. It used to be called DirecTV Now, and my parents actually subscribe to that. The prices have gone up, and their channels have gone down since my parents subscribed to it. But they're kind of grandfathered in a little bit, although their price has gone up. There's also YouTube has their own streaming television service. There is a Sling, and there are some other competitors out there. One of the things we actually went over, if you go back to the late fall, maybe even winter of 2018, and probably November and December of 2018 on our videos on Facebook, going into November and to January of 2019, maybe even February of 2019, you'll see several shows where we talked about cord cutting. We talked about, and we actually showed on the video how to set up a Roku device. Roku is one of the streaming devices that allows you to view Netflix. You can view all of these Hulu. Hulu, by the way, has not only recorded, they have different tiers. They not only have recorded shows, you can also watch live television through Hulu. And we showed about all those. We went over Clark Howard, by the way, has a, on his website, he has a page that shows the various pricing of the streaming services, as well as the offerings that they have, the various shows that they have. And that's one of the things you kind of want to look for. When you're thinking about cord cutting, you want to look for what show can you not live without. You know, you need to have, some people it's the History Channel. For some people it's maybe Fox News. Maybe it's Bloomberg. Maybe it's Black Entertainment Network. Whatever it is, there are programs out there, and maybe you're really big into sports. Some of them are more heavily focused on sports, and you can actually look at those offerings, and you can see that. So this is something that you'll want to actually look at what the offerings are, and then you have to have a streaming platform. So your streaming platform can be a Roku device. Some TVs, actually about 33%, a third of TVs that are shipped today, come with the Roku operating system built into them. But if not, you can get a Roku device, and you can plug it into the HDMI port on your computer. They do sell standalone devices that connect with an HDMI cable, and then they also sell sticks that connect directly into. They have an HDMI in that connect directly into the television. There's also Amazon also has the Fire Stick. Apple has Apple TV. And these are some of the ways that you can view streaming television on your TV. Now, some TVs will not have the Roku or Fire Stick operating system, but they'll be labeled as a smart TV. Typically, what I have found is that although these label themselves as smart TV, they're not quite as smart as they're not in the ballpark of the Fire Stick or the Roku device. So when you look at the various you can also stream from your television. Google has Chromecast, and there's a little Chromecast device that you can plug into an HDMI port. You connect it to your wireless network. All of these devices that we're talking about, Roku, Apple TV, Fire Stick, the Chromecast, they all have to be connected to the internet. Some of them can be connected hardwired with a Cat 5 cable. Some of them have to be connected wirelessly to your wireless internet. So you have to get these connected to the internet. With Chromecast, you can stream certain videos from Chrome. They'll have a little Chromecast icon when the Chromecast is connected and Google senses that there's a Chromecast in the area that is on the same network as your computer. You can actually cast that out to the screen. You can also, we've shown this on those past videos, that you can also stream your screen with several of these televisions. And it's real easy with the Roku. Let me switch over to a full screen. And I'll actually, in the lower right-hand corner of Windows 10, there's a little notification window. If you click on that, that will bring up the notifications. If you are, by default, you're only going to have a few of these icons. And what you're going to want to do is click Expand. And then you're going to want to click Project. And when you click Project, you'll be able actually to connect to a wireless display. We've shown how to do that on previous shows, and we could show that again if someone wants to do that. A lot of televisions also have HDMI ports. Of course, you know, your newer modern televisions are all going to have HDMI ports, but a lot of computers have HDMI ports as well. So you can actually do the same type of thing, not projecting wirelessly, or over the network, but you can project through an HDMI cable. Just make the television a second monitor, and you can either mirror your screen or you can extend it. Extending it means that the television is a separate monitor, and you can actually drag a browser over to that other screen. So there are many ways to do this, and definitely we can help you out. I was at a customer's house, and they're older and not quite as tech savvy, and they needed some help getting their television set up, and they had one of these smart TVs that's not quite as smart as the Roku. And what I did is I did help them. And I got it set up. There was an app that I was able to install on the television, an app that I was able to install on their phone. They were then able to stream certain videos from their phone to the television. But it was clunky. It took about 2 minutes before the app would really get connected to the phone, and so it was a little bit clunky. And I suggested that they may want to think about getting a Roku. And they did get a Roku, they haven't called me back to set it up. So maybe they were able to set it up. They were, by the way, able by themselves to get their TV connected to the internet. So they do know, they were able to navigate some of it. But definitely, if you need any help getting that set up, we can definitely help you. And it is something that can save you money, especially, if you look at how much you're paying for television and compare it to the streaming services, look and see. In most cases, you can save money. And hey, saving money is always a good thing. We love to help our customers save money.
You're listening to
a Faster PC radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. And we have a link there that says, Listen to a Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions. So ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. We are ready to answer your questions, and so give us a call or text. In fact, we do have a question. We do have a question that I'm actually going to be covering from the live video. We have Dave from Facebook, and he's asking he says that there's a phenomenon that he's experiencing, and this is on when he's browsing, when he opens up a new browser. So he opens up the browser for the first time, or it could be that he's opening up a new tab. It shows MapQuest.com as the default page. He He's asking why this is. He said he went to the website once, but didn't do anything to make it his default. So I did actually just type in and ask what browser he's using. So David, if you're listening still, or maybe you can type, you can see that message that I type back. You can let me know, and I can actually demonstrate that. But what you're going to want to do, I'm going to switch over to a full screen. Again, I'll describe this verbally for those that are listening on the for those that are listening on the radio. I'll describe this verbally, but to get the real full picture of it, you can actually head over to our Facebook page. You'll be able to see this and go through this. Now, one of the things, there are several browsers. Microsoft with Windows 10, they do have the new Edge. We talked about the new Edge. We'll talk about this a little bit more if we can. By the way, we had a question that came in last week or 2 weeks ago about whether when we install the 2004 feature version of Windows 10, whether the new Edge is installed. And we've done several of these 2004 installs, and some of the computers have had the new Edge at the end, and some of them haven't. Some of them have still had the old Edge. The old Edge has the blue E that has a jagged top. The new Edge kind of looks like, to me, a Nautilus shell. And it's blue and greenish, a little bit of yellow in there in the icon. The new Edge is based, by the way, Microsoft's been telling us for since Windows 10 came out that Edge is better than Chrome, and Edge is better than Firefox, and it's faster also. Well, the new Edge is based on the same core that Chrome is based on. It's based on Chromium. So it's very similar to Chrome, but I'm going to open up Edge. This is going to be the default, unless you have actually changed your browser. This will be the default. Now, by default, with Edge, the new page will have some icons, and this kind of, when the new Edge installs, it kind of asks you some of the questions, about what you want to, how you want it to look, and you can answer those questions. But there's some icons here, and those icons are representative of the pages that you go to most often. And then down below, you'll have some articles and news that comes from Microsoft. But one of the things, regardless of which browser you have, you're going to want to go to the settings. And the settings, typically, you see there's a little gear here, but I think that gear is just for this page. Up here in the upper right-hand corner, there are three dots. And in this case, they're parallel or horizontal. Excuse me, horizontal is the word I was looking for. And some browsers, they're vertical, up and down. This way, they're sideways. Some browsers, you may have a gear up here, but quite often you'll have these dots. You can click there, and you can go down to settings. And what you're going to want to do is in settings, first of all, you're going to want to look for, in settings, you're going to want to look for on startup or home page. So I have mine configured to continue where you left off. You can also open a specific page or pages, or you can open up a new tab. I have mine configured to where I open or continue where you left off. And if it's set to a new tab, or when you open up a new tab, and you can get to the new tab by clicking the plus sign, when you get to that new tab, it'll actually show you the new tab page. Now, if this is showing you something different than the default, a lot of people, we work on computers, and a lot of times people don't even realize that they're not seeing what there is normal. They're seeing something that is there because there's a plugin that's installed or an extension that's installed. And let me just see here on this new Edge how you get to extensions. Let me see if it's here when you click on those three dots. Okay, it is. So you click on the three dots, and there's an extensions link. So we can click on extensions. That'll take us over to here. You see, I only have Adblock Plus installed. But if I had, you could have a MapQuest link or plugin or add-on installed. And in that case, you can click remove, and you can actually remove that if it's a, and some of the extensions, and by the way, they can be sneaky. You can go to a page, and the page may prompt you, or you may install a program that's going to prompt you to it's going to install some extra stuff. A lot of times people don't read the fine print and see what is actually being installed in their system. So you want to be cautious about this. So hopefully that answers your question. If you do get back to me, Dave, and just let me know which browser you're using. If it's not the new Edge, if it's the old Edge, I don't know. I'll have to see if I can get a computer to show you the old Edge, because my computer did update. By the way, it updated to Edge when it updated to 1909. And we have seen, by the way, the new Edge being installed even on Windows 7 systems. So Microsoft previously has only allowed that Edge to be on Windows 10, but now they're allowing it on Windows 7. So we are going to the lines. We do have a caller, and I believe, let me see, what Cliff, remind me the name, because
Daniel.
I can't, what's that?
Daniel's with you on the
Daniel,
line.
Daniel, okay, sorry about that. Daniel, welcome to A Faster PC Radio. How can we help you today?
Morning, Brian.
Good morning.
I just called. I wanted to make a comment.
Yes.
Weeks ago, I installed Windows 10 version 2004. And the thing I noticed about it is that it is tremendously faster in boot up. And it boots up probably less than half the time that it used to take. Have you run into this, or has anybody else found that?
That's a good question. So I'm going to repeat, because we heard a little bit of audio interference there, but I'm just going to repeat what you said, because I did catch it. I was listening really hard, and I did catch that. But he just recently installed Windows. Just recently installed the Windows 10 2004 feature update 2004, and what he found is that his computer is faster, and the boot time is about half of what it was previous. And I personally have not worked on a huge amount of computers where I have installed 2004. I do have my dad's computer in the shop, and he was having some issues with it, and I actually looked at it, so I did install the 2004, but I haven't spent enough time with it, really, and I didn't really, what I like to do kind of, you know your computer, so you know when your computer is much faster, that's something that you know, and you can detect that, and you can catch that. When we work on computers, we don't typically necessarily know how long it normally takes to work on a computer, and especially if we're working on a computer in the shop, we may turn it on and then go to another computer and not come back to that computer for a few minutes. So we don't always see everything that a customer would see through, because they're the ones that use the computer. Typically, what I would do if I really wanted to test something like that is I would want to time the boot prior to installation, and then time the boot afterward. And probably what I'll do, since you mentioned this, I'll probably do that on a computer. If we see a computer that we're going to install 2004, we can actually do that. By the way, we can install 2004 in our shop, or we could even come out and do an on-site and install 2004. On some customers' computers, what we'll do, is we'll get everything else done on their computer if we're doing an on-site, and then we'll get the feature update started, because it can take a while to install, and the customer sometimes doesn't want to. Well, we give them the option. If they want us to stay there, we can stay there, but it might be, like I said, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, and that we just to cut down on the expenses, we give the customer the option of allowing us to start it, And then, you know, let it complete by itself. And if they have any problems, we can come back, or we can install remote software where we can come in and we can take a look at that. So, you know, we really haven't looked at that too much, but that's definitely good news. I'm glad that you see it and that you experience it. And again, you know, you're used to using your computer, and you know if it's faster or slower just based on how it feels. And you may not have actually timed it, but it is good to hear that they have made significant improvements in the boot time and the speed that the operating system is loading. So that's good news, and hopefully we'll see that from other, you know, hey, I might just install it pretty quickly myself to take advantage of that. So, you know, because I did notice I timed my boot the other day, and it did take me a little bit longer than it normally takes. And it could have been that Microsoft was working on some updates during that boot up. But that's good news. And thank you for the call. And hopefully we'll see that on others. We'll have to kind of watch that, and we'll have to do a timed comparison to actually see what the difference is. And again, to follow up on a previous question from 2 weeks ago, where, you know, we were looking at whether Windows 10 2004 actually installed the new version of Microsoft Edge. Again, we've seen it about half of the installs, but Microsoft is keeping it separate. And again, I saw it on mine. It installed on mine when Microsoft installed 2009. There are some settings, by the way, in the Windows updates where you can choose to update other Microsoft programs, and that may be that may help you get it quicker. Of course, Microsoft does have links where you can get it as well. So lots of good ways to actually get it. And again, we have seen it on Windows 7 computers, the new Microsoft Edge browser. And we're coming to the end of today's show, but I wanted to remind you that you can listen to or watch any part of this that you missed over at our Facebook page. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is, Will You Answer the Call to Fall? That is, the call to fall on your knees before God and cry out for repentance for yourself and our nation. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. If you want to reach our computer Facebook page, just head over to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. It has almost 23,000 likes. Also, you can find it by going to our website, which the address is afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to A Faster PC Radio. Again, when you get there, you'll be able to hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to watch this week's show, the last week's show, the week before that, the week before that, the week before that, and so on and so forth. And if you choose, you can share them with your friends as well. We're located also at 7190 South US 1, just north of Rio Mar on the east side of US 1. Rio Mar is one light north of Prima Vista, and we're here ready to answer your questions, ready to resolve computer problems as well. Again, that's 7190 South US Highway 1. Our phone number is 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. 1 Timothy 2 instructs us to pray for those who are in authority over us. In America, we not only have the right to pray, but also the right and responsibility to vote. How do you know which candidates will uphold biblical values, though? FloridaVotesValues.com now has local voter guides available in several counties. Visit FloridaVotesValues.com to learn where the candidates stand on life, liberty, marriage, sex ed, transgender bathrooms, taxes, the Second Amendment, and more. Again, that's FloridaVotesValues.com.